Good evening, everybody, and welcome up here to Sac City, Iowa, home tonight of the ESAC Raiders as they are hosting the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Opening night of high school baseball for you here tonight. Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City Carroll. Both teams again with their first game of the season. Crusaders coming in off of a 25-4 season a year ago. For the Raiders, they went 4-14. But it is the start of a new season. It is a chilly night here in Sac City, but should be a good night for baseball. The sun's starting to peek through. It's starting to feel about 15 degrees warmer than it does when the sun's under the clouds. But we do have some wind in the area here tonight. But I think both of these teams, I got a chance to talk with head coach Noel Bachman for ESAC County and John Waddle, of course, from Coon Rapids Bear. They're excited to get this first game in. Coon Rapids Bear, again, one of the top five teams in Class 1A. There's some pressure on them, but they're used to that. For Coach Bachman, he's excited. He said he's had a really good group. He says the nights that they've been able to get everybody here, that they've had some really good practices. And what he likes is he's got about six different guys that he really feels can go out and give him some good innings on the hill here tonight. We'll talk more about both of these teams when we come back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Welcome you back here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman again with you here tonight in beautiful Sac City, Iowa, getting ready for the opening night of high school baseball. We did have a game last night. It was Audubon down at West Central Valley. Nick Brinks had that broadcast. If you're looking for trainer at Kemper, Mason Nealon with that broadcast tonight, that'll be on 93.7 KKRL. It'll be our final two broadcasts of this week. So we head down to Des Moines tomorrow for the start of the state track meet Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Monday is, of course, Memorial Day. We'll be back to broadcasting baseball and softball for you starting next Tuesday. And again, starting next week as well, Mason Nealon and I will catch up with all of our area baseball and softball coaches each and every week. We'll interview them about what's going on with their season, who's playing well, what the schedule looks like, what they need to work on, everything about their team every single week. You can find those on our podcast center again at sports.1380kcim.com. For this Crusader team, led, of course, by the All-Stater Cal Hayden, a senior, hit 506 a year ago, 15 doubles, 7 triples, 5 home run, 24 RBI, that coming out of the leadoff spot. Ty Hayden, who is terrific behind the plate, he's going to get the start in the circle this year as well. They've got other really good players. Jace Baker hit the ball well for him last year. Caden Oswald is outstanding defensively at shortstop. They are a team just like what Coach Bachman told me that he feels he's got six guys. Coach Waddle also says got six or seven guys that he feels comfortable going out and giving them innings. Max Sherbert and Mason Culbertson, a couple of those guys as well. For ESAC County, again, they're going to be led this year. I think Landon Spohr, Zach Jacobson, two of those guys that they're going to be leaders for them. Landon hit 356 last year, hit four doubles, scored 16 times, also gets on base, had a 680 on base percentage a season ago. Ryan Peterson over at third, I think, is going to be a strong player for them. Zach Jacobson also has an opportunity to really put together a good year. And Beckham Kluver, a freshman, but saw a lot of time a season ago, hit 265, so a nice guy to be able to build around. They've got some young guys that are seeing some first or valuable first experience. I know Raymond Cornelius and Mark Brotherson all played a little bit along with Brooks Ludwig, a tiny bit of varsity last year. They're going to have to play bigger roles, and I think they're certainly going to be capable of doing that. I do want to take a moment here. I want to give my thoughts and prayers. Did not get to the tonight to the wake, but my thoughts and prayers to Steve Knutsman and his family. Steve's been a longtime friend. I've been in Carroll since 2004. I met Steve shortly after I came to the Carroll radio station, and we instantly became friends, and his family is kind of family to me, and I know he lost his dad this week, and the funeral's tomorrow, the wake tonight. So my thoughts and prayers go out to the entire Knutsman family and to the entire ESAC Raider family. We'll step away, take a break. Starting lineups coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapist can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital, extraordinary care right here.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Step away for our national anthem, back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Roll a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Jacobson Seeds, family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
We do welcome you back up here to Sac City. Jeff Blankman with you again here tonight, Kick 106.7. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, again, the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders under head coach John Waddle. They went 25-4 a season ago. They'll lead things off with their first baseman, Cal Hayden. Pitching and batting second is Ty Hayden. Out in right field batting third is Jace Baker. The left fielder, Eli McAllister, hits in the cleanup spot, playing at shortstop. And batting fifth is Caden Oswald. The third baseman, Mason Culbertson, will hit in the sixth hole. Batting seventh and catching is Blake Hayden. Max Sherburn at second base batting eighth, and Cole Kretzinger out in center field batting ninth. For the ESAC Raiders, again, under head coach Noel Bachman, they're going to lead things off with their pitcher, Landon Spohr. Batting second and playing shortstop is Zach Jacobson. The third baseman, Ryan Peterson, hits in the three hole. Catching tonight, batting cleanup is Beckham Kluver. The second baseman, Brooks Ludwig, in the five hole, playing out in center field batting sixth is Mark Brotherson. In left field batting seventh is Raymond Cornelius. The first baseman, Cal McCullough, will hit in the eight hole, and it is Grayson Rubendahl out in right field tonight, and he is batting a number nine in the lineup. Appreciate everybody joining us here tonight again. State track coverage, I know we've got Riley Aragon from East Sac County going to be down there. Caden Oswald, Cal Hayden. Cal Hayden going to be down there as well for Coon Rapids Baird coming up here in the next couple of days. So looking forward to heading down there. All of our audio updates will be right here on Kick 106.7. We'll have a web page that is getting updated as the events are happening with results and stuff. So you can find stuff on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the website, YouTube, video interviews with every single one of our local athletes coming up throughout Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So pictures, video, highlights, everything you need. First pitch is down low to Cal Hayden, and the count 1-0. Hayden again last year hit 506 on the year, had 15 doubles. He'll take the 1-0 pitch up top, and the count now 2-0. Ty Hayden is waiting on deck. Spohr a year ago went 0-1 through 8 2/3 innings, giving up 19 hits and 20 runs. The 2-0 pitch missing up top, 3-0. Now the count on Cal Hayden. Spohr a year ago and 20 runs given up, 15 of those are earned. His ERA was at 12.12. He struck out to 8, walked 10. There's a pop-up on the infield. Peterson ranging into foul territory down the third base line. Now drifts right back into fair territory. He's going to catch that one, I think, just inside fair territory for the first out here of the ballgame. And one up and one down for the Crusaders. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Ty Hayden. The junior hit 430 last year with 6 doubles, 3 triple, a home run, and drove in 30. Spohr a year ago pitched in 4 games, started 2 of those. The righty will come to the plate. Breaking ball misses just outside, and the count 1-0. We'll give you a look at that defense coming up here in just a moment for ESAC County. Want to thank all of our fine sponsors for sponsoring tonight's broadcast as well. The 1-0 pitch misses outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Of course, Landon Spohr on the hill. Beckham Kluver behind the plate. Cal McCullough over at first. Brooks Ludwig at second. Ryan Peterson at third. And Zach Jacobson at shortstop. That's a pop-up. That's going to drift back out of play. I think the wind may keep it close, but it'll get out of play up over the first base dugout. And they count 2-1 now on Ty Hayden. Jace Baker is waiting on deck, the right fielder. The outfield here tonight for East Sac County, Raymond Cornelius in left, Martin Brotherson in center, and Grayson Rubendahl getting the start. The wind tonight with this kind of partly cloudy night and cool night is blowing from right to left field. There's a chopper over to third. That's going to be down the line. It's going to get past Peterson out into left field. Ty will dig around first. Hayden into second with a stand-up double. So a one-out double for Hayden, and the Crusaders have a runner in scoring position. With Jace Baker stepping to the plate, the junior, hit 260 a year ago, had a couple of doubles, 20 RBI on the season. And we will get a courtesy runner for the pitcher. And that is Andrew McAllister coming in to run. So Andrew McAllister will be our courtesy runner out at first base. Baker, a lefty, stamping in. John Hayden, the assistant coach over here in the first base coach's box. John Waddle, the head coach, of course, over there in the third base coach's box. Spohr takes a look back. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Nice look at pitch that time from Spohr down around the knees. The lefty will step back in. The shortstop, Zach Jacobson, with a left-handed hitter on, holding the runner out at second. McAllister about a four-step lead. Comes back with a breaking ball. This one misses away. And the count now 1-1 on Baker. Eli McAllister is awaiting on deck. Crusaders number 3 in the preseason poll in Class 1A. This is a team that a lot of people think's got a chance to be pretty special. 1-1 pitch downstairs. 2 balls and 1 strike. I like my conversations with Coach Bachman, though, about what he sees in this Raider team. It's a young team. They're probably going to have some games where they're going to be up and down. You expect that out of young kids. I think if all of us adults would be honest and admit it, we probably had up and down days when we were 14 to 18 years. We all talk like we were perfect and never made a mistake, but we weren't. I think if you'd go back and ask our coaches from back in the day, they'd probably tell you that we weren't perfect. Count runs to 3-2 now on Jace Baker. Jacobson still holding the runner on. Cornelius is well off the line with the righty up out in the left field. Shading down the line a little bit is Rubendahl. The 3-2 pitch in there for strike 3. So first strikeout here tonight for Landon Spohr. That'll be the second out here. That's a huge strikeout. Takes a little pressure off. 2 outs now here in the inning. With a runner at second base and Eli McAllister, the left fielder, stepping in. McAllister, 214 a year ago. There's a swing and a miss. Had a couple of double, 12 RBI, and the count is 0-1. Caden Oswald, the shortstop, is waiting on deck. So Andrew McAllister out at second, this time with a right-handed hitter up. You've got the second baseman, Brooks Ludwig, holding him on. Spohr out of the stretch. Just misses low and away. 1-1 the count now on Eli McAllister. Defense has shifted a little bit. Cornelius is playing deep, but that wind again blowing out towards left field from right to left, and it is gusty and strong here tonight. 1-1 pitch up top, 2 balls and 1 strike to count now on Eli McAllister. So understand he wants to keep everything in front of him and be able to track down anything that's hit deep. There's a swing and a miss. Nice pitch that time from Spohr. I know Landon's been very busy with the track, so probably hasn't had a ton of time to be able to throw, but looking good here tonight. He's going to be a guy that they're probably going to rely on the hill some this year. Pitch on the way. That one just misses inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes right now. Has thrown quite a few pitches here in this inning. Make it 20. As he is going to miss low, and that is going to be a walk to Eli McAllister. First walk given up here tonight by Spohr. That'll put runners at first and second. Andrew McAllister, the courtesy runner at second. Eli McAllister, the left fielder, on over at first, and Caden Oswald will step in. The shortstop comes in hitting 240 with a double, 18 RBI a season to go, and there's a chopper out towards Jacobson at short. He'll flip it over to second. Ludwig will cover the bag, and the force out at second base will be the final out of the inning. So Oswald going to get credited there with a fielder's choice, but the Crusaders, no runs on one hit. There was no errors and two left on base. We're through a half an inning. It's a scoreless ballgame. We're back with the bottom of the first in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
If you just looked out your window, if you were sitting in your house tonight, you saw a few clouds in the sky, but a little sunshine, you're thinking mid-May, you're probably thinking a pretty comfortable 60-degree night, pretty nice night. Even the players tonight, you've got a few of them that are got the skull caps on, you know, and stuff covering the face and everything. It's a little bit on the cool side. I think somebody was in the press box earlier, and was it Mr. Tedesco, and he's like, this is not mid-May weather. They're talking a low down into the 30s tonight. I think I heard as well as 38. Wouldn't be surprised if we don't get a frost warning tonight. I hope not. I planted a bunch of grass at my condo, and it's starting to grow. I don't need these kind of cold nights, but we'll take whatever they give us. We're heading to the bottom of the first, scoreless ball game here tonight. Landon Spohr, Zach Jacobs, and Ryan Peterson are the scheduled hitters for ESAC County. They're going to be facing, of course, Ty Hayden, the junior. He went 1-1 a year ago, 16 and a third innings, giving up 12 runs. Only three of those were earned. His ERA was 1.29. He'll come with the fastball, and it's in there for a strike. Ty's going to throw an awful lot of strikes. He's got a really good fastball and some good off-speed pitches as well. He has been getting into the 90s this spring on that fastball pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2 now on Spohr. Landon a year ago, 356. He's a very good hitter, the lefty. Four double, four RBI, 16 runs scored a season ago. The 0-2 offering, there is a foul ball. That's going to be back up against the fence. And the count will remain no balls and two strikes. Let's take a look at that defense here tonight for Coon Rapids Baird. Blake Hayden behind the plate. Cal Hayden over at first. Max Sherburn at second. Mason Culbertson at third. And Caden Oswald at short. The 0-2 pitch misses away. And they count one ball and two strikes now on Spohr. The outfield here tonight, Eli McAllister in left, Cole Kretzinger in center, Jace Baker getting the start out in right field. Hayden out of the windup will come to the plate. Pitch on the way. That one is fouled out of play. Hits the tree right behind the third base, which is the Crusader dugout here tonight. And the count remains one ball and two strikes. Well hit ball. Nice line drive, but just a little bit behind it. You don't see many guys that throw low 90s or upper 80s and stuff. So it takes a little while, if you haven't seen that, to catch up to it. 1-1 pitch, or 1-2 pitch, I should say, up top. Two balls and two strikes. Coach Bachman, Noel Bachman, the head coach, down there in the third base coach's box. Nelson Findling, the assistant coach over here in the first base coach's box, comes with the high heat, and Spohr will go down swinging for the first out here in this bottom half of the first inning. Well, that's going to bring to the plate now the shortstop, Zach Jacobson. Jacobson, a junior, hit 231 a year ago, couple of double, nine RBI, scored five times. Really good athlete, coming off a strong finish to the basketball season, and then good golf season as well for the Raiders. He'll take the first pitch up and away, and the count is at one ball and at no strikes. Zach made that play there to end the top of the first on the ground ball chopper, fielded it and flipped it to Brooks Ludwig for the force out at second base. Pitch downstairs from Hayden. Two balls and no strikes now to Jacobson. Soccer game going on next door. ESAC girls winding down the regular season tonight, hosting Fort Dodge. Got a chance to walk over and watch a little bit of the JV game. There's a 2-0 pitch that catches the corner down around the knees. 2-1 the count now on Jacobson. Ryan Peterson is waiting on deck. Hayden taking his time here, finally gets the pitch that he wants. He'll come to the plate and jams him. Got an inside fastball past him on the wrists, and the count now evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's doing a nice job moving the ball around. That pitch before was low and away. This one came right in on the hands. Ty gets the pitch that he wants again. He'll come to the plate. Misses away, and the count now runs full. So ESAC's done a nice job being patient here and making Hayden work out on the hill. 12th pitch already in this bottom of the first inning, and we're just 2 batters in. Nobody on, 1 out. And there is a walk drawn by Zach Jacobson. So Jacobson will be the first walk given up here tonight for Ty Hayden. 1 out with a runner on, and the batter is Ryan Peterson, the third baseman. The senior coming in, hitting .250 a year ago, had 3 doubles, 7 RBI. Jacobson, pretty good speed over at first base, probably not going to run. They may challenge Blake, but Ty does a really good job holding the runner on. And Cal wanted a call here as he felt like that the runner was on the orange part of the bag. And he had tagged him there. But the officials say, nope, he had part of the foot on the white part of the bag. So Jacobson will step off again. Ty not afraid to make a move over to first. He'll come set, comes out of the stretch. Pitch on the way to Peterson. In there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Beckham Kluver waiting on deck. Coon defense always moving. Caden Oswald playing up the middle right now at short. Sherburn at second. Is well off of the second base bag, playing the hole with Hayden holding the runner on over here at first. There's another swing and a miss on a fastball, and the count now 0-2 on Peterson. Similar to what the Crusaders did, Ty Hayden had that 1-out double. Landon Spohr came back, got a really big out. Ty Hayden trying to do the same thing here and get a second out here in the inning with that runner still on over at first base. Jacobson, good lead. There's the throw over, tag not in time. And Jacobson will get up and get that foot on the bag. 3 Hayden's kind of involved in a lot of plays right now. Cal at first, Ty on the hill, and Blake, the younger of the 3 boys that are, you know, in high school right now, behind the plate. Pitch on the way from Ty. Breaking ball misses up and in. Nope, I think. Called that one. Nope, did miss up and in. So the count runs to 1-2. Thought I saw him do the hand come together, but nobody, that would have been strike 3, and nobody left the plate. So runner goes, ball is popped up. He's going to have to hustle back to first. Cal calls everybody off. He'll make the play, and Jacobson not able to get back to first in time. So the pop-up to the first baseman will turn into a double play, F3-1. Great job by the pitcher, Ty Hayden, to get over and cover first base for the final out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left for the Raiders in the bottom of the first. It's a scoreless game as we head to the top of the second inning in 1 minute right here on Kick 106.7.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to check in on yourself and those around you. At Stewart Memorial, we want you to know that you are not alone. 1 in 5 American adults experience mental illness, yet many never seek help. Early support can make a real difference. We offer personalized care for individuals and families, including therapy for children, parents, couples, and more. Take the first step today. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
This ball game as we head here to the second inning tonight on a kick 106.7 KIKD at Lake City Carroll. Crusaders will bring up Mason Culbertson, Blake Hayden, and Max Sherbin, 6, 7, and 8. Due up against Landon Spohr. Spohr had a strikeout, a walk, and gave up one hit, stranding two in that top half of the first inning. Defense playing well in behind him. The only base hit he gave up was just a shot from Ty Hayden down the third base line that was down the line enough that Ryan Peterson, who hustled, just couldn't quite get over to it in time. Spohr working out of the stretch, pitch on the way. In there for a strike, and the count is 0-1 now on Culbertson. The Crusader third baseman, the senior, hit 200 a year ago. Couple of double, 10 RBI, scored 17 times. Breaking ball, and this one in there for a strike as well. So Spohr, that guy, he's not going to go out and throw 80 or 90 on you, but he's going to be around the strike zone. He's going to change speeds, does a really nice job changing locations, comes back with a breaking ball, this time missing up top. 1-2 the count now on Culbertson. Got a good crowd on hand here tonight. A lot of people braving the cold to come out and watch. Pitch on the way down in the dirt, evening things up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mason Nealon and I will head back to the office tonight. We'll type up recaps of tonight's soccer. And also, so we've got a couple of girls' soccer games and the ESAC boys. They're in action. There's a line drive base hit out into left field off of the bat of Culbertson. So a 2-2 single will lead things off here. Second hit for the Crusaders tonight. And that's going to bring to the plate now Blake Hayden, the catcher, the freshman. Hit 148 last year as an eighth grader with a double and 7 RBI. So ESAC Soccer Girls is in action right now against Fort Dodge. Boys are in the postseason tonight up at Boynton Hall Rock Valley. That postponed and rescheduled from last night. And we have one other girls soccer game going on tonight and stuff. And then we've got more postseason or regular season baseball. 4 games. Culbertson goes. The ball is going to get a by Kluver. So Culbertson will get in on the pass ball. The count should be 1-0 on Blake Hayden. Crusaders threatening here in the top half of the second inning. Hayden will step back in. Spohr, who has worked from the stretch all night, goes back into the stretch. Ludwig, the second baseman, holding the runner on. Pitch misses low and inside to Blake Hayden. And the count, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Max Sherbin is waiting on deck. But again, Mason Nealon and I will get all the results from all of our area coaches that had teams going. We'll type up recaps with all of the stats tonight. You can listen to audio recaps of all of the games. So what we do is we type up like all of the stats from tonight's baseball game, and then we'll do an audio recap of the game that'll be posted up above. So you can at least listen to all of the recaps from all of the baseball games for tonight, and then you can scroll down and look at the complete box score and everything as well. Changed up things a little bit. We had been writing articles in years past. This year we're doing an audio one. We kind of got to thinking, you know, sometimes folks in the morning want to listen to something like a podcast where you can get up and just kind of listen to it like it's the radio. 3-0 pitch misses downstairs. Ball 4 on Blake Hayden. So we put together kind of an audio report that breaks down every sport. And you can just pop that on, and while you're brushing your teeth or showering, you don't have to take the time to read everything. All the information is distributed to you that way. Or if you don't want to listen to the audio part, you can just scroll on down and see how your team did with the box score and the stats. First pitch on the way to Max Sherbin, in there for strike one. The second baseman, a year ago, the senior hit 154 with a double and 2 RBI. Sherbin coming off a very good golf season. They're still golfing. They qualified for the state tournament. The 0-1 pitch is fouled back out of play, and the count, no balls and 2 strikes. So yeah, a little bit different swing for him here today. They won their district yesterday, so they're headed on to the state golf meet. So congratulations to them. Top of the second inning, scoreless ball game. Crusaders looking to change that here. No outs and runners at first and second, and there is the first out. Great breaking ball or changeup thrown that time from Spore. He took something off of that one and gets Sherburn looking for the first out here in the inning. Let me strikeout number two for Spore tonight. Cole Kratzinger, the center fielder, stepping in. The senior hit 200 a year ago, three double, and RBI scored three times. He'll pop that one up. Well, that's going to drift out of play. Cal McCullough giving chase over here at first base. Had a chance to chat with Cal earlier tonight. I've known him since he was born and came up into the press box and chatted with me when I got here tonight. Of course, his dad, the longtime football coach at Wall Lake View, Auburn, and East Sac County. Pitch on the way. Nice dig that time behind the plate by Kluver, just a freshman. They tried to get him to chase one low and away, and Kluver slid over, got on his knee, smothered that ball. That'll keep runners at first and second. Culbertson with a leadoff single, took second on a pass ball, and then Blake Hayden walked after that to put runners at first and second. Breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count now 1-2 on Kretzinger, top of the order, and Cal Hayden is waiting on deck. Crusaders will get a second time through here, either in this inning or coming up next inning. Pitch on the way. That one is dropped. The batter is out. The runners go, and the throw down to third nearly does get away, but Peterson got enough of the glove on. So with the runners on first, that's a strikeout. Even though the ball was dropped, the batter is out. You can advance on your own risk. So Culbertson will get the stolen base to move down it to third. Blake Hayden up to second. But the runner is out. There are two outs here in the inning. Three strikeouts now tonight for Landon Spore, and it's going to bring up Cal Hayden. And we're going to get a runner coming out to run now out at second base. And coming in to run is going to be Tucker Lewis. He will run as a courtesy runner now for Blake Hayden. Cal Hayden steps in, popped up to the third baseman. That was the first out here in the ballgame. Pitch on the way. Swung up above that one. And the count 0-1 now on Cal Hayden. The lefty will step back in. Ludwig playing well off of the bag out here at second, playing almost in the grass. Now a couple of steps in front of it. McCullough off the bag and well behind it over at first as well. They'll hold the runner at third. There's a line drive foul down the first base side. And Spore quickly out in front here. No balls and two strikes. You heard somebody holler. There's two outs. That means that on the crack of the bat, Culbertson at third and Tucker Lewis at second are both going to take off running. There's no reason for them to hold. So with two outs, they'll be running on anything. A base hit could score two. We'll see if Spore can get out of trouble here. There's a chopper out towards Ludwig at second. He's going to knock it down, but he's not going to be able to pick it up. Two runs going to come in to score as the throw comes to the plate. Cal will stay at first. And a couple of RBI for Cal Hayden. So East Sac County Ludwig knocks it down. If he'd have been able to get up or field it smoothly, I think he gets him over at first. So I'm going to grade that as an error. Ty Hayden will step in. So no earned runs given up right now from Spore. Pitch on the way. That's a shot. That one's got a chance to be gone in this wind, and it is. Ty Hayden clears the home run fence by about 15 feet, and the lead is 4-0 as he hits a two-run home run. That one was gone from the moment it left the bat. And the Crusaders have broken things open a little bit here in this second inning. They have put six guys at the plate. They've scored four runs. There are two outs. And the next batter will be Jace Baker. Ty Hayden right now. Looking to be maybe our Culver's player of the game. We'll announce our Culver's player of the game in the postgame here. Culver's again. Celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. First pitch misses to Jace Baker, the right lefty, and the count 1-1 and no strikes. Baker struck out looking his first time up. Ty tonight has doubled, and now with a two-run home run. Pitch on the way. That one misses outside, and the count 2-0. Again, we'll get a banner of our Culver's player of the game. We'll get that posted to our CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages tonight. Chopper out towards short. Jacobson will field. The throw to first is just in. No, going to call him safe over here at first. So a bang, bang play. And Baker with that good speed able to beat it out. That is going to put a runner on with two outs here in the inning. Third hit of the night given up by Spore. Gave up one hit in the first inning, just two so far here in this inning. Actually three, so he's given up four hits in the ballgame. The batter is Eli McAllister. Pretty good lead. Runner goes. That one is popped up on the infield. Zach Jacobson at short calls everybody off, and he is going to make the catch at shortstop for the final out of the inning. The Crusaders, though, strike here. They pick up four runs. They get those four runs on three hits. There was a one error, and they leave one runner left on base. It's a 40-0 Crusader lead. We're headed to the bottom of the second in 1 minute here on kick 106.7.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment. Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Bottom of the second inning here tonight on kick 106.7 KIKD at Lake City Carroll. Raiders will bring up Beckham Kluver, Brooks Ludwig, and Mark Brotherson. 4-5-6 due up against Ty Hayden. Crusaders lead it here by a score of 4-0. Season opener for both of these teams. Last night was opening night, but only one area team got a game in last night. Swing and a miss by Kluver. And the count is 0-1. Beckham last year had a good year, 265, 5 RBI, 6 runs scored as an 8th grader. That's pretty good ball. Playing at the varsity level as an 8th grader. Pitch on the way. That one taken downstairs. And they count 1 ball and 1 strike. Audubon went down to West Central Valley last night. The only local team Nick Brinks broadcasted. They ended up falling 6-1. The Ike Manning and Ralston games last night postponed, rescheduled for Thursday night. And again, this will be our last night of broadcasting baseball and softball for this week. We'll pick things back up after Memorial Day on Tuesday next week. Pitch on the way. Chases one outside. And the count now 2-2 on Kluver. Again, we will, our entire sports department pretty much will pack up and head down to Des Moines tomorrow. And we'll be down there for our state track coverage. So we won't have anybody available to broadcast any games the rest of the week. That's the tough thing about having this season start before the spring season is over. And I think, are we going to get a hit by pitch? We are. It grazed his stomach. He tried to get out of the way of it, but you could tell he flinched and reached out right away. So a hit by pitch. We'll put a runner at first with nobody out. And that's going to bring up the second baseman, Brooks Ludwig. Ludwig saw some action in one varsity game a year ago, did not have an official at-bat. So this is his first official at-bat of his career. Jason Kidd let go by Dallas, the Mavericks. Going to make a change at head coach. Pitch on the way. In there for strike one to Ludwig, and the count is 0-1. Kluver, a year ago, 6 stolen bases, so he's an athletic kid. He has a pretty good lead tie, though, with a good move over to first. Cal holding him on. Sherbin playing in the grass over at third in case of a bunt. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. No balls, two strikes to count right now on Brooks Ludwig. Kluver doesn't, just in watching him come off the bag, usually you can read a guy a little bit and tell you if he looks like he's going to go. That first couple of pitches didn't look like he wanted to go. Dancing a little bit more, and there he goes. The pitch is swung on and missed, and Blake does not have a chance to throw down. So Beckham Kluver will get that stolen base. You could just tell on that one there, just the way he crept out away from the bag, and he was kind of a little more jittery, and that was the tell for me that made me think that he might be thinking about going, especially with two strikes. So a runner at second base now, one out here in the inning, and the batter is the center fielder, Mark Brotherson, the sophomore. Hit 100 a year ago, had a sacrifice on the year, takes the first pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Coach Bachman in the back part of that third base coach's box over there. He's excited to get another guy on base here. Spin that time and a fake throw as Oswald came creeping in behind Kluver. Now, one thing that Kuhn has done really well, they were really great at it probably 8-10 years ago. I think teams have seen it a little bit and got accustomed to it, but these are not two teams that see each other much. They're not going to try it right now because of where the center fielder, Cole Kratzinger, is playing, but there's been a lot of times over the years I've seen them fake like they threw the ball to second. The shortstop or the second baseman will take off running out into the outfield, and the center fielder will crash in like the ball got past second base. The runner takes off, and the pitcher still has the ball. There is a strike called, and the count is 0-2 on Brothers. So I wouldn't be surprised if they don't. I haven't seen them run it. I don't see all of their games, of course, but I haven't seen them run it in a couple of years. That is something that they used to do extremely well. Oswald again creeping in behind Kluver out at second. 0-2 pitch coming up. And that is going to be strike three called. That went a little bit down in the zone. At least it looked from here. And there are two outs here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Raymond Cornelius. Again, saw some time in one game a season ago, but first official at-bat coming up. Hayden out of the stretch will come to the plate. This is downstairs. Ball squeezed away from Blake just a little bit, but not far enough for Kluver to go anywhere. Culbertson. Off the bag again and off the grass now over at third with two outs, not anticipating any kind of a bunt. That pitch misses just below the knees. Two balls. Nope, it didn't. He did get okay. I missed it. 1-1 the count. I thought it looked like a strike, but 1-1 pitch coming up here for Hayden Oswald again holding Kluver on. Got about a 6-step lead out at second. There's a kind of a, I better swing at this one. Wasn't for sure if he wanted to and then kind of did, but it was a little bit late in the count 1-2. And young guy at the plate, you get a guy that's throwing upper 80s at you. And sometimes, it takes a moment. I have a feeling Mr. Cornelius is going to have a good season for the Raiders. Pitch on the way. Nice job of holding back as they tried that pitch up in the zone and he didn't offer at it, able to pull the bat back. 2-2 the count now on Cornelius. Cal McCullough is waiting on deck. Nice job taking that pitch downstairs. 3-2. Two out, one on. Beckham Kluver hit by a pitch to lead things off. Stole second. But Ty Hayden has struck out the last two guys that he's faced. And the pitch on the way down in the dirt. That is going to be ball four. So a hit by pitch and now a walk here in the inning. Two walks on the ballgame for Ty Hayden, and that's going to bring up Cal McCullough. McCullough Jr. will step in. Outstanding football player. Had a really good wrestling season this last year as well. Hayden taking his time. He's shaking off his younger brother, the catcher. And now Ty going to step off, didn't get what he wanted. Now, I know in years past, I'm assuming they're doing it again this year, that the Crusaders have that microphone and earpiece for the catcher, so the pitches are called usually from the dugout and then signed out to the pitcher. Runner goes, and the throw from Blake is going to be not in time. Good job sliding under the tag that time from Beckham Kluver, his second stolen base. That was a good throw. Culbertson applied the tag, but Kluver able to slide in underneath it. Raymond Cornelius, though, did not take off at first, so he's still over at first base. The count 0-1 right now on Cal McCullough. So runners on the corners, two out. Bottom of the second, 4-0 Crusaders with the lead. Ty again taking his time getting what he wants. He knows what he wants to throw. And now he fakes over to third, then takes a look at first. I think they were hoping to catch Cornelius maybe off of the bag a little bit, but he immediately, the moment Ty started looking at third, broke back to the bag, so they were not going to catch him drifting away from the bag on that one. The 0-1 pitch on the way. In there for strike two. And now no balls and two strikes. McCullough's got to choke up here on the bat, get a piece of the ball with two strikes. You want to put the ball in foul territory unless it's something that you can handle. If it's a tough pitch, just foul it off. If it's something you can handle, you want to drive it somewhere, but you want to get that ball in play. The 0-2 pitch downstairs keeps working that bottom part of the zone. 1-2 the count now on Cal McCullough. Grayson Rubendahl waiting on deck. Flag seems like it's somewhat fun. As soon as I say that, it picks back up, so never mind, folks. Pitch on the way. Called strike three. So Hayden gives up a couple of walks, one by a hit by pitch, the other a walk here in the inning. But he also gets three strikeouts in the inning. He's now got four of those in the ballgame. The Raiders will strand runners on the corners. No runs on no hits. There was no errors in it. Two left on base. We're through two complete. We'll head to the third. It's 4-0 Crusaders. Back in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
Here to the top half of the third inning. It'll be Caden Oswald, Mason Culbertson, and Blake Hayden due up for the Crusaders of Coon Rapids Baird. Oswald hit into a fielder's choice out to the shortstop. That ended the first inning in his first time first plate appearance, I should say. Hit a chopper out to Zach Jacobson, who fielded it, and they got the force out at second base with Ludwig covering. And there's a nice off-speed pitch by Landon Spohr. He took a lot off of that one. Didn't look like a changeup, just took a lot off of that one. And the count 0-1 as Oswald was well out in front of it. Now misses up top, and that'll even things up at one ball and one strike. Sun is shining. It feels decent when the wind's not on you. But it is going to be a cold one. That pitch misses up top, 2-1. They're talking. I think if this was February, we would take a night at 38, but with it being mid-May, I think a low of 38 degrees is almost feels like you're back in February. Pitch on the way. That one up top, 3-1 now to count on Caden Oswald. Early season baseball, though, talked to Coach Bachman and also Coach Hayden from Coon Rapids Baird about that. There's a lot of times this week and maybe even next week. I've been at some tournaments on a Saturday in June. We've got a broken bat. So, yeah, he's got the handle still in his hand. The broken part of the bat landed out in the grass out near third base. Coach Waddle goes to get it from Zach Jacobson. So that'll run the count now to 3-2 as that one went foul. I kind of quit watching the ball, to be honest with you, and I watched the bat. So the ball ended up in foul territory. The bat ended up about 15 feet away from Ryan Peterson over there at third, but he was chasing the ball, so he was good. It wasn't going to get him or anything, but that I haven't seen a bat shattered in a long time. And now there is ball four taken downstairs. Ball gets away from Kluver a little bit. Oswald will hustle down the first, but is not going to take off for second. Third walk given up here tonight for Spore. A leadoff runner on here for Kuhn in the third. That'll bring up Mason Culbertson. He singled back in the second, scored the first run of the game, moved to second on a pass ball, then stole third, and then scored on a ground ball on the infield by Cal Hayden. So the righty will step in. Oswald's outstanding speed. He's been a state track guy in both 100 and 200 in his career, and this year battled through some injuries through the track season, kind of got hurt back during football and never quite got healthy even through basketball season. He battled those leg issues. Breaking ball in there for a strike, so he's got really good speed. At first base, he is going to take off. There's a shot. That's going to be down the line fair. Oswald will round first. They're probably going to send him, and he is going to score. He was running on the play. He'll score standing up, and the lead is 5-0. As the throw comes into the plate, Culbertson will move up to second. So an RBI single for Culbertson. He'll move to second on the throw, and it's a 5-0 lead right now. As Coach Bachman comes out to talk, and are we going to get a pitching change here, or is he just pulling in part of the infield? Jacobson was the first guy to come over there. They haven't taken the ball, but now you got a few more of the infielders walking towards the hill. But Spore, Jacobson, and Kluver right now on the hill, and they are going to stay with Spore. I thought they were, but when Zach started walking there, you kind of were like, okay, he's the only infielder walking to the hill. Are they going to make a change? Blake Hayden will step in. He walked, stole second, and then Tucker Lewis gets the run scored for him as Tucker came in as the courtesy runner with two outs in the inning and then ended up scoring on the infield play from Cal Hayden. There's a ball in the dirt moving down to third on the wild pitch. It's going to be Culbertson, and they count 1-0 now on Blake Hayden. Kemper Trainer scoreless, and now Knights score one, then go three up, three down. They lead it 1-0 after one, so Kemper up 1-0 on Trainer. First pitch on the way to Blake Hayden, or the 1-0 pitch, I should say, is taken outside. Count ball, two balls now and no strikes. Hayden's got an opportunity for an RBI, and there's a swing and a miss up above that one. And they count now 2-1. Max Sherburn is waiting on deck. Cornelius continues to play deep out there in left field. But again, with the wind blowing that direction, it's died down some. It was supposed to tonight later on. That's a flare out towards right. That drifting down the line, if it stays fair, it's going to be trouble. And I think I heard foul ball call, and that's going to be the call. And that was a good call. That one was really close, but it was foul ball by maybe a half an inch to an inch. It wasn't by much, but that easily scores a run. And Blake's at least on first, if not on second. Good hustle by Ludwig from second base to try and get over there and make a play on that. But the count evens up now at two balls and two strikes. Spore trying to get out of a little bit of trouble here in this third inning. A 2-2 pitch low and away, three balls and two strikes. Peterson sneaking over to the bag, playing just a few steps behind it at third. That's going to be a line drive left center on his horse. Cornelius, it's going to get over his head. It'll roll out to the fence. Hayden's going to be in with a double. An RBI double as Culbertson will come in to score from third. And the lead is now stretched to 6-0. Blake's been at the plate twice tonight. He has now been on base twice. And we're going to get Tucker Lewis back in to run for him. Max Sherbin will step in, struck out looking his first time up. Senior second baseman again. He's still adjusting here. He's on that golf team that qualified for the state meet. So, you know, as a guy that's played some baseball in my day and also attempted to swing a golf club, there's a difference in how you do those swings. My golf swing is my baseball swing now, so which means my golf game's not real good. That's why I've retired the clubs until I retire from radio 30 years from now and probably won't be able to swing by then. One ball, one strike to count now on Sherbin. Bottom part of the order here, so if ESAC wants to get out of trouble, they need to do it here. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike. Nice looking pitch that time from Landon Spohr. One ball, two strikes. Saw his family sitting just outside of the press box up the first baseline before the ball game. Pitch on the way, breaking ball. That one misses up. 2-2 the count now on Sherbin. Cole Kratzinger is waiting on deck. Cornelius gave good chase on that ball here a little bit ago, but it was just over his outstretched glove and deep left field. Again, that ball got up into the wind and kept sailing. The 2-2 pitch to Sherbin misses up and away, and it's 3-2. Flag is completely flat for the first time since I've come here. It won't last long, but it's flat right now. 3-2 pitch low and away. That is going to be ball four. Fourth walk issued here tonight for Spohr. Runners on the corners with Cole Kratzinger stepping in, and now I think we're going to get a pitching change. And it looks like he's calling Raymond Cornelius out of left field. So I don't know if we'll just get a swap and Landon will go out to left or what the changes will be. We'll get those figured out. We'll let you know what they are. It's 6-0, Coon Rapids Bear, top of the third. And they will have runners at first and second with a nobody out. We're back with more baseball coming up here on Kick 106.7. At Frolic Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Frolic Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders. Frolic Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Welcome you back here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman again with you here tonight up here in beautiful Sac City, Iowa. Raymond Cornelius threw two-thirds of an inning a season ago. Opponents batted 400 against him. His ERA, though, was 0.00. He'll step in as we have our pitching change in the first pitch up top to Cole Kratzinger. And the count is 1-1. Excuse me. Sorry. Missed a pitch. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. So Spohr is going to get one-plus innings here tonight, or two-plus, I should say. Cornelius now the new pitcher. Spohr moves out to center. And Mark Brotherson will move from center over to left. Those are the changes. 2-2 the count right now on Kretzinger, top of the order, and Cal Hayden waiting on deck. 2-2 pitch, called strike three. What a beautiful breaking ball that time from Cornelius. He'll pick up his first strikeout. That is the fourth strikeout of the ballgame for Raider pitching. And that is the first out. And that's going to bring up now Cal Hayden. Hayden last year popped out to the third baseman in the first inning, then reached on an air driving in two runs in the second. It was a chop route towards in between first and second. I did feel that Ludwig had a chance to be there and was. He went down and the ball kind of bounced a few feet away, and that allowed Cal with his speed to be able to get the first and two runs to come in to score. We'll see how the coaches grade it. 1-0 the count right now on Cal Hayden. Pitch on the way. That's a shot out into right field. Ranging over and it's scooping that one up is Rubendahl. He's going to get it in, but an RBI single for Cal Hayden. He'll pick up another RBI here. It's coming in to score was Tucker Lewis from second. Max Sherburn waiting and now out at second base. The runners at first and second. But Ty Hayden stepping to the plate, and Ty's been probably the biggest struggle as the lead is 7-0. That run scored will go against Landon Spohr. Pitch misses to Ty in the count 1-0. 7-0. 5 earned runs given up here tonight for Landon Spohr. The book not closed on him yet. Sherburn would still count for him. 1-1 the count now on Ty tonight. Ty doubled in the first and then hit that two-run bomb out to left in the second inning. So he's 2-for-2 tonight with a double and a two-run home run. Pitch on the way. That's going to get away. That'll move the runners up. So Sherburn moved to third. Cal Hayden up to second. 2-1 the count now on Ty Hayden. Audubon boys move to 1-1 on the season. They pick up a 6-1 victory here tonight over Griswold, so a nice bounce-back win. That pitch up top, 3-1 the count now on Ty Hayden. Jason Baker is waiting on deck. Kemper now up 2-0 on Trainer. Pitch on the way, up and in. And there is ball four, so Ty Hayden now on with a walk. Fifth walk given up here by Raider pitching tonight, and that'll bring up Jace Baker. Baker struck out looking in the first, and then ended up singling in the second, was stranded there. And again, we'll get a runner coming out, and that again is going to be Andrew McAllister over at first base. Sherburn at third, Cal Hayden at second. There's a chop foul up the third baseline from Baker, 0-1 the count. And Andrew McAllister at first. So bases loaded, one out. We're in the top of the third. Crusaders scored 4 times in the second. They've scored 3 here in this third. Pitch on the way in the dirt. And the count 1-1. Get all of our state track coverage for radio. Will be updates on Kick 106.7 right here Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Nick Brinks for quicker results. Not that the radio isn't important. There's a check swing. Did he go? He did. And the count is 1-2. We will have a web page that you can go and almost immediately as the events are happening and as the results are done, like as soon as, you know, Riley Aragon runs, you're going to know his time. You're going to know where he finished and all of that. That pitch in the dirt, Kluver knocks it down. So you can go to our webpage at sports.1380kcm.com. We'll post that page for Thursday and then post another page for Friday, but that's updated. We'll get video interviews with every single local athlete as the games are and stuff as they're done with their event. We'll talk to those. We'll upload those. That pitch is going to get away. Are we going to have a play at the plate? We do not. And another run comes in to score. Now scoring from third base is Sherburn on the wild pitch. So that'll close the book on Landon Spohr. So he's going to have ended up giving up 8 runs with 6 of those earned. Cal Hayden down to third. Andrew McAllister up to second. And they're checking Beckham Kluver. I think maybe some gear issues. Looks like the shin straps broke maybe on the left leg over there. So Coach Bachman coming out to check on that. 3-2 the count on Jace Baker. Eli McAllister is waiting on deck. Mason Culbertson, I think, warming up for Kuhn. He is over right now in the bullpen area. John Hayden having a conversation here with Jace Baker at the plate. Coach Waddle talking with Cal Hayden. Cal, of course, going to Iowa Western to play baseball. More than likely will end up, I'm guessing, somewhere D1. He had a ton of D1 schools looking at him, but I don't think it was not where he wanted to be. So I think that, in 2 years or a year, depending on how things go, he'll probably end up D1 in baseball. There is strike three called to a nice strikeout that time by Cornelius. He's come in and struck out two and gets a big-looking strikeout of Jace Baker. There are two outs here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Eli McAllister. Eli tonight walked in the first, was part of a 6-4 force out to end the inning, and then popped up to the shortstop back in the second for the final out of the inning. First pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1, 0-1 pitch up top. And the count, one ball and one strike. Andrew McAllister second, Cal Hayden on over at third. Pitch on the way, low and away. 2-1 the count. Ninth batter of the inning here for Coon Rapids Baird. Crusaders have scored four times here. I think if you're the Raiders and you can hold them to four, you'll be really happy, but you're not going to be able to. Base hit right back up the middle. Two runs will come in to score on the two RBI single from Eli McAllister, and the lead is 10-0. Just took a fastball and shot it right back up the middle. Those are the first runs given up here tonight for Cornelius. And Caden Oswald, who started this inning, will step in to the plate. Oswald hit into a fielder's choice back in the first, but then walked and scored earlier this inning. First pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Cornelius takes a look at first, comes with a breaking ball. That one just outside. 1-1 the count now on Oswald. Pitch on the way. That one up and in. Oswald able to dance out of the way of it. And the count now, two balls and one strike. Wind has picked back up. Told you earlier that it was laying flat, but the flag did not stay flat for long. There's one off the fist. Has Jacobson got a chance? Nope. That'll be flared off of the pitch. It was a really good pitch. It was right in on the hands. But Oswald just strong enough to fight that one off. I didn't know if it was going to be down the line so much that Jacobson couldn't get to it. That was the case as it landed out in left field down the line, just down the line. And he gave chase but not able to track it down. Runners at first and second. So Eli McAllister at second, Caden Oswald at first. Oswald with his first hit. Mason Culbertson will now step in. He's been really good tonight as well at the plate. Couple of singles and RBI. He's got one stolen base and two runs that scored here in the ballgame. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. Again, we'll head down state track coverage coming up for you Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Just misses. 1-1 the count now on Culbertson. Those ones that are close, you always kind of wait. And I'm like, are they gonna do the delayed call? That one misses inside. Three balls, one strike right now, the count on Mason Culbertson. There are two outs here in the inning, so the Raiders just need one more to get out of trouble here. Pitch on the way. And there is going to be strike two called. And that'll run the count full. Landon Potabom has got six strikeouts tonight through three. 2-0 Kemper over Trainer. That on KKRL. There's a shot, line drive. That'll be another base hit out into left field. Run going to come in to score. Coach Waddle holding Oswald over at second. Culbertson with another RBI single. as Eli McAllister scores on the play. It's 11-0. That'll bring up Blake Hayden. Blake tonight walked, stole second, and then Tucker Lewis came in and scored in the second. He had an RBI double in the third. Tucker Lewis came in and scored for him in that inning as well. There's a pop-up. That's going to drift over behind us. Cal McCullough giving chase. And they count no balls and one strike. Thanks to Eric McCullough for letting us come up and broadcast tonight. We appreciate being able to do that. Always have fun up here in Sac City. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses in. And they count one ball and one strike. Was literally just here last Monday at a track meet. So, been up to Sac City, I don't know, four or five times this year. There's a ground ball over to third. Great play by the third baseman that time, Ryan Peterson. He scoops up the ball and steps on the bag. Didn't have to throw anywhere. The 3-U, three unassisted in your book. Crusaders, though, they open things up. A seven-run inning. They get those seven runs. They do it on six hits. There was no errors, and they leave two runners left on base. It's an 11-0 Crusader lead. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. It'll be 9-1-2-2 for East Sac when we come back in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Shout out to Doug Waniger, listening to the Coon game here tonight, and I think the Kemper game at the same time. Doug, multi-talented, did not know that about him, but a multi-talented guy. He's out in Philadelphia, kind of monitoring both of our broadcasts here tonight as Crusaders lead this one 11-0. We're headed to the bottom of the third. Mason Culbertson is the new pitcher here tonight for Coon Rapids Baird. He'll face 9-1-2 and Grayson Rubendahl, then Landon Spohr and Zach Jacobson. Ty Hayden will go to the catcher position. Blake Hayden will move over to third. So those are the changes. Ty, an all-state catcher, so when he's not on the hill, he's always going to be the guy that's going to be behind the plate for them. Culbertson a year ago made six starts, 11 appearances on the hill, went 5-0 through 37 innings with a .76 ERA, struck out 40, walked 15, gave up 17 hits and 13 runs. Four of those were earned. He walked 15. His walks and hits per innings pitched was .87. He's out in front here quickly, two balls and no strikes on Grayson Rubendahl. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed, and he'll get the strikeout for the first out here in the inning. One thing that Coon always has plenty of, and that is good pitching. It's part of the reason why this program has continued to be outstanding under John Waddell all these years. Pitch on the way. Pop foul. That's going to be out of play up the third base side. The count 0-1 just over the Crusaders dugout. And Doug, I got to read your text. Did you say you can't do any me up? That is true. He cannot do any multitasking. So pitch on the way. Up top, 1-1 the count. So I don't understand how he's listening to the two games at once. I never knew he had that kind of talent. Oh. Pitch on the way. Chopper over towards Cal Hayden. He'll scoop behind the bag at first. He'll snap on the bag, and there are two outs here in the inning. You know, for as many years as Doug's helped me on the radio, you'd think he'd know not to text me during a game. Zach Jacobson stepping in. He walked his first time up, then was part of an F3-1 double play to end the first inning. There's a swing and a miss. You know, when you text me when I'm broadcasting, that leaves you open, you know, for the teasing. Yes. So the 0-1 pitch coming up, breaking ball up top. 1-1 the count. The only guy that doesn't have to text me to get picked on is generally Jeff Honnold. But I'll be nice to him tonight. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball. In there for strike two. And the count now 1-1 and 2 strikes. Culbertson works quickly. There's a really nice pitch. Got him to swing. It was a late swing. It was one of those, oh, that pitch doesn't look good. Oh, yes, it does. And just a little bit behind it, and that is going to do it. A 1-2-3 third inning here for the Raiders. We'll head to the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. It's 11-0 in favor of Coon Rapids Baird. We're back at a minute here on Kick 106.7.
Did you know if you experience a sports injury, Loring Hospital in Sac City has an experienced team that can get you back in the game? With the team approach at Loring Hospital, our physical therapists can provide you the one-on-one personalized rehabilitation you may need. At Loring Hospital, we help athletes of all ages be the safest and best they can be. For more information, call Loring Hospital in Sac City at 712-662-7105. Loring Hospital. Extraordinary care right here.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Thanks for joining us here for high school baseball coverage here tonight. Kick 106.7 KIKD at Lake City, Carroll. And of course, you can always check out our sports schedule. Got everything going on for the week. It's on the website at sports.1380kcim.com. Crusaders bringing up Max Sherburn, Cole Kretzinger, Cal Hayden, 8-9-1 as we head here to the fourth inning. 4 runs in the second, 7 more in the third. They lead it 11-0. Cornelius came into the ballgame in that third inning. He's out there again, and the count is 2-0 to Sherburn. Sherburn struck out looking to end, or the first out, I should say, in the second inning, and then walked and scored in the third. 2-1 the count now on Sherburn. Cole Kretzinger is due up next. Just feels like it's summertime now that the baseball season started, that is for sure. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. Nice looking pitch from Cornelius. He's had some really nice off-speed pitches here tonight. Taking a little bit off of things every now and then. 2-2 offering on the way. Breaking ball called strike three. That one looked like it started at the batter and then broke back into the inside part of the plate. And there is one out, and that'll bring up Cole Kretzinger. Kretzinger will step in. 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out to swinging in the second. Struck out looking in the third. And he is going to be a hit by a pitch on the first pitch. That'll be the first hit by pitch for Raider pitching here in the game. They've had 4-5 other walks beyond that. So 6 extra base runners via the walk or hit by pitch tonight. Cal Hayden now stepping in. Cal tonight. 1-for-3 unofficially. Popped out to the third baseman in the first, reached on an air driving in 2 runs in the second and scoring later that inning, then singled scoring a run and scored himself in the third. So he has been up in every inning so far. He'll take the first pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Nice night up here in the press box. There's a swing and a miss, and that's one you don't see Cal do very often. That time he was trying to launch that one to the soccer field, which is a good 100 foot behind the home run fence, folks. That tells you he about spun himself into the ground on that swing. 0-2 pitch coming up, and there is going to be a nice strikeout for Cornelius. That is going to be something that young guy is going to be able to remember for a long time. 2 outs here in the inning.
Next up is catcher number 10, Ty Hayden.
And I only say that because I pitched against a couple of kids that went D1 and struck them out when I was a young guy, and I still think about it as a 55-year-old guy. There's a line shot back up the middle by Ty Hayden. So Ty now 3-3. On the night with a walk. We'll see if he stays in to run himself this time as the catcher or if Andrew McAllister will come back in for him. And I think McAllister came out of the dugout, but Coach Waddle, I think, told him to stay. Nope, now he comes. So Ty will not run. Cole Kretzinger up to second. And Jace Baker will step in. Baker tonight struck out looking in the first, singled in the second, was stranded at first, and then struck out looking in the third. So he'll look to get things rolling here. Pitch on the way. Up top for ball one. Sun still up. That's part of what I love about this time of the year is the sun being up later into the night. Yes. Ball going to get away. Runners will move up a base. So Kretzinger down to third. McAllister up to second. And the count, 2 balls, no strikes right now on Baker. East Sac County girls right now down 1-0. 22 minutes left in their game with Fort Dodge here tonight. 2-1 the count on Baker. Two-one pitch. Chopper. And that is going to be foul. Yeah. So it's a foul ball. It hit him in the batter's box. I didn't catch that. John Hayden, the assistant coach here in the first base coach's box right away. That one started in fair territory, then rolled into foul territory. So I think a lot of people thought maybe it was going to be in fair territory, but it did get him on the ankle in the batter's box. Kemper up 2-0 going to the top of the fourth. In their game with Trainer tonight, Mason Nealon broadcasting for us on 93.7 KKRL. 2-2 pitch. Chopped out towards shortstop. He's going to scoop. Fires over to first. Had a double clutch. Throw's not going to be in time. So Baker will reach with, of course, 2 outs and that ball happening in a position that they could see. Kretzinger comes in to score. That'll make it to 12-0. So an RBI for Baker. And that's going to bring up Eli McAllister. Eli tonight walked in the first. Was part of a 6-4 force out at second base. Then popped up to the short in the second. Single driving in 2 runs and scored in the third. And again, we'll get official statistics from all of the coaches tonight. And there's a breaking ball. Misses inside. Run going to come in to score. No play at the plate. It is going to come in to score. And Jace Baker, I'm going to give him a stolen base because he was already running on the play. McAllister scores on the pass ball. And the lead now is at 13-0. Cornelius has given up 5 tonight. All 5 have been earned. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count 2-1 on Eli McAllister. So Coon Rapids Baird again, 4 in the second, 7 in the third. There's a chopper over towards the third base dugout. 2-2 the count now on Eli McAllister. They have added two more now here in this fourth inning. Pitch on the way, breaking ball missing up top. 3-2 right now on Eli McAllister with Caden Oswald waiting on deck. There are two outs here in the inning. So all the Raiders need is to get a chopper on the infield, get that out over at first. That pitch is going to miss. Second walk given up for Cornelius. Oswald will come up with runners at first and second and two outs. Oswald reached on a fielder's choice in the first and ended the inning and walked and scored in the third, singled in the third again, and then was forced out over at first, and there's going to be another hit by pitch. Second one here in the inning. And the bases are loaded for Coon Rapids Baird. Mason Culbertson, who has singled three times, once in the second, once in the third, actually twice in the third. He's got two RBI and two runs scored with a stolen base here tonight, and Noel Bachman going to walk out and have a quick conversation here with Mr. Cornelius. Again, when this one does end, we will have both coaches are expected to join us along with a player from each team to talk about tonight's game. The entire infield meeting now out on the pitcher's mound. This is a tough opener for a young ESAC team. You're taking on a top five ranked team that's extremely experienced and got several guys on this team that are going to go play college baseball. The Coons are a really good team. So this is going to be a good learning and, I think, growing experience for ESAC tonight. I don't think they've played poorly. There's really only, you know, one play, and that was not an easy play. So I don't know if they've really, you know, hurt themselves, beat themselves, anything like that. You just got to give a lot of credit to this Coon team. They're well coached, and John Waddell's been doing it since the mid to early 80s at Coon Rapids Baird and has won 900 games in a Hall of Fame career. There's a swing and a miss. And the count 0-2, so you know his teams are going to come in extremely prepared. Doesn't matter if it's game 1 or game 37 in a season, they're going to be prepared. I mean, he survived the Jeff Honnold days, you know, having to coach him. So, you know, he's prepared for anything. You know. Sorry, Honnold, I told you I'd be nice, but I couldn't. Pitch on the way, misses outside 1-2. Some people probably wonder who Jeff is. Jeff helped on the radio for a long, long time. Now he's just too busy. He actually got a job and has to work. 1-2 pitch coming up. Chopper foul. That one up the third base side. And the count remains 1-2. Got a family out for a walk. Nice to have a trail system kind of walking and going right by the facility here. And you always see that when you're up here in the summer. Breaking ball just misses inside. 2-2 the count. But I think every time I've been up here, you see people out on the trail, especially when it's nicer than it is temperature-wise than it is tonight. 2-2 pitch. Line shot foul. Just ducking out of the way as that one was Baker over at third. And the count will remain at 2-2 on Culbertson. Culbertson throwing his name into that hat for our Culver's player of the game as well. Pitch on the way. Called strike 3. And a nice job by Cornelius to get that final out here of the inning. And that is his fourth strikeout since coming in the third inning. Crusaders, though, pick off a couple of more runs. They get those two runs. They get it on two hits. There was no errors, and they leave three runners left on base. We are going to head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. We're back in 1 minute here. Crusaders on top, 13-0. Back in a minute on Kick 106.7.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
from footings to framing to finish. For farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wallach Lumber, with locations in Wallach, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Here to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jeff Blankman with you again. Kick 106.7. High school baseball coverage for you here tonight. Ryan Peterson, Beckham Kluver, Brooks Ledwig are due up for East Sac County. Again, 13-0 in favor of Coon Rapids Baird. Appreciate everybody joining us. Last update again on that Kemper game was 2-0. They were in the fourth. Mason Nealon on the broadcast there. Mason and I will pack up tomorrow. We'll take the entire crew. Jeff Storyhan, me, Nick Brinks, Bennett Blake, five of us going down to Converge on the state track meet. Video highlights, video interviews, radio updates, website updates, Instagram, TikTok, anywhere you need to go. You'll find all the results for all of our area schools in both, including both of these two schools and their athletes down at the state track meet. Nick Brinks does a great job pretty much of having the results up like immediately, within seconds, a lot of times, of an event being done. Nick's got the website up to date for you. Pitch on the way. In there for strike on Peterson, and the count is 0-1. Ryan Peterson followed by Beckham Kluver and Brooks Ludwig. Peterson 0-1 tonight. Popped up the first base side. There's a swing and a miss. And the count 0-2. It was caught by Cal Hayden, who then turned and threw it back to first to double up Zach Jacobson. On an F3-1, that was the two outs that ended the first inning for East Sac County. Breaking ball from Culbertson, misses, and the count 1-1 and 2-2. Coon, one of those rare teams in Class 1A in Iowa. They've got three aces and three guys that can go out and really shut you down. Check swing, grounded over towards Cal Hayden at first. Culbertson will cover 3-1, and there is one out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Beckham Kluver. So Culbertson could be an ace. Cal and Ty Hayden, both aces. So they've got three guys that they can throw at you that can shut anybody down and give them a chance. And then they've got three or four other guys that can go out and give you quality innings. They are going to be a tough out all year. Pitch on the way. Taken in there for a strike to Kluver, and the count is 0-1. Beckham was hit by a pitch in the second. Stole second, stole third, was eventually stranded over there. There's a swing and a miss. And Culbertson out in front now, no balls and 2-2. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, that one taken up top. 1-2. Guinea Sac girls soccer next door. The boys soccer team all the way up at Boyden Hall, Rock Valley tonight. If anybody is watching that one online or anything or knows the score, if they want to text it to me real quick, I'll pass that along to everybody. There's a chopper foul, and the count remains 1-2. Postseason boys soccer. Girls will start postseason next week. And, yes, Mason and I will do recaps of all of the soccer and golf that's going on and baseball and softball that's going on the rest of this week at night after we get done with all the track stuff every night. There's a check swing. Foul ball, and the count remains 1-2. Righty-righty matchup here. Baker playing off the line out here and right. There's strike three called. Two outs here in the inning. Culbertson now with 3 strikeouts. Ty Hayden had 4, so there's 7 strikeouts.
Second baseman, number 19, Brooks Ludwig.
Andrew McAllister in out at right field. I just glanced out there, and I'm like, that doesn't look like Jace anymore, so... Andrew McAllister playing out in right field. Brooks Ludwig at the plate. There's a foul ball back up against the screen, and the count is 0-1. Ludwig struck out swinging his first time up. Coach Bachman, I'm sure going to be disappointed tonight that This game got away from him a little bit early, but I think he'll be happy with the way his kids have continued to fight and some of the things that they've done well here tonight. They'll have some things. It's early in the season. Every team's going to have some things to work on. I'll guarantee even John Waddle, when he comes up, we'll talk about having some things that they need to work on. There's a swing and a miss. And a 1-2-3 bottom half of the fourth inning. Crusaders will come to the plate for the top of the fifth. They lead it here by a score of 13-0. We'll stop away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute right after this on Kick 106.7.
Take a minute and think about your bank. Who's the first person you think of? That person who knows you and you trust to help you just the way you need it. At Bank Midwest, that's the kind of relationship we have with our customers. Because when it comes to your money, technology is great, but someone you can really talk to is indispensable. If that's what you want in a bank, we're your bank. Bank Mid who? Bank Midwest, the one with the just right banker for you. Member FDIC.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks. Perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
We head here to the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Blake Hayden, Max Sherburn, and Cole Kretzinger, the scheduled hitters for Coon Rapids Baird. They're going to be facing Raymond Cornelius, the sophomore, came in to throw starting in that third inning. Actually, the second inning, came in for Landon Spohr. Has done a pretty good job since. It's 13-0. Behind the plate. Oh, Merrick Marsh is over at third base. All right, thank you. So he is in for Ryan Peterson.
Lining up top of the fourth, fifth inning for the Crusaders.
Foul ball down the line. Marsh is at the plate, excuse me. Now I understand what's going on. So he's hitting for Blake Hayden. I'll catch on eventually here. It's the first game of the season. My brain right now is still on golf, soccer, and track. Yeah. 1-2 pitch. That's a flare. Going to be caught by Peterson over at third. One up and one down. That'll bring to the plate. Is it going to be Max Sherburn? It will be. It's a good thing you have good vision. First pitch on the way, and that's going to hit Sherburn in the back. That'll be the third hit by pitch for Cornelius. Sherburn will head down to first. That is going to bring to the plate now Tucker Lewis. So Tucker Lewis will hit here for Coon Rapids Baird. He'll hit for Cole Kretzinger. Well, looks like Sherburn coming out. Who are we going to get to come in to run for him here? Waiting to see the uniform number, folks. That is going to be number 12, Isaac Eddy. So Eddy will come in to run at first.
Number 12, Isaac Eddy.
He'll come in as a pinch runner here in this fifth inning. Oh, and won the count on Tucker Lewis. The lefty will step in against Cornelius. Pitch on the way. Outside, and the count runs to 1-1. You can feel the sun starting to go down. Don't you notice it? I think the temperature's dropped about 4 degrees in the last 5 minutes. Yeah. 1-1 pitch misses. The count runs to 2-1. I tease Mason Nealon tonight. He's sitting in a nice press, heated press box over at the Merchants game tonight. And I says, why is the old guy going to, you know, the non? You're sitting in the nice one. That one is going to get away on the throw. Peterson scooped it up over at third, but the throw is down into the dirt. Reaching on the ear is going to be at Lewis. Runners will advance to second and third. Just the second error here tonight for East Sac County. I think if you're Coach Bachman, you're probably excited to see how the defense has played tonight.
Next up, first baseman number 44, Cal Hayden.
So Cal Hayden will step in. I hear the crowd cheering, so I'm assuming over at the soccer field that East Sac County probably got on the board. Pitch on the way. In there for a strike. Cal tonight has popped up to the third baseman in the first. Grounded to the second baseman, driving in a couple of runs and scored in the second. Single driving in a run in the third, and then struck out swinging in the fourth. And now finds himself in a 1-1 count here in the fifth. 13-0, Coon Rapids Baird with the lead. Runners at second and third and at one out. Hayden with three RBI, hoping to add to that total. That pitch taken up top. John Walla working with the young guys over there on base right now, always coaching, always teaching. Cornelius, his pitch, that one misses away. And the count now 3-1 on Cal Hayden. Not holding the runner, of course, on at second base with a runner at third. Pitch on the way. That'll be 4. Third get walk given up by Cornelius. Bases are loaded. And Ty Hayden is stepping in. Ty tonight doubled in the first. Hit a two-run home run in the second. Walked, and Andrew McAllister scored in the third. And then he singled. And then McAllister came in to score in the fourth. So he is 3-for-3 tonight with a single, a double, and a two-run home run. Pitch down in the dirt. And it's now 2-0 on Ty Hayden. Ty also got the start on the hill tonight. Went 2 innings, striking out 4, walking 2, giving up no hits. Girls soccer falls 2-0. So that must have been Fort Dodge crowd cheering at the end of that. 2-1 the count now on Ty Hayden. I just heard some cheering over there. I thought that maybe Isak had scored, but just got the report that they've lost it 2-0. Thanks to Dale Wagner for that update. Dale's such a good guy and a good friend. 3-1 the count now on Ty Hayden. Infield playing in. There's a chopper off the end of the bat. That'll be a foul ball. And the count now full. So now the question that you ask, you got the bases loaded. It's a 3-2 count. There is only one out, so you probably don't start the runners. But what do you do in this situation if you're the pitcher? What do you do if you're the batter and there's a line drive foul up the third base side? And the count will remain 3-2. But anybody that ever tells me the baseball is not exciting, I say, if you understand the strategy of it and what goes into every pitch and where defenses are moving and what everybody's having to mentally think about, it's an exciting game. There's a shot that's going to get over the center fielder's head. It's going to be a ground rule double. And that's going to bring in 2 more runs here for Ty Hayden. Isaac Eddie will score from third. So Eddie will have a run scored here tonight. Tucker Lewis also will score on the play. Cal Hayden will move down to third. Ty Hayden out at second. And I'm sure for him, he was hoping that hit the top of the fence and bounced back in. He needed a triple for the cycle. Yep. No. And he's a baseball guy, so baseball guys know that situation. You know, there are some people that wouldn't even think about the fact that you're a triple shy of the cycle, and then there's those baseball kids and baseball people that you instantly know. Coach Bachman out talking with his guys right now. The score has been extended here to 15-0. think Jace Baker is the scheduled hitter, but it looks like Andrew McAllister is going to step in for him. So Coach Waddle doing a nice job getting a lot of guys into the ballgame here tonight. Mason Stangl coming in to run at second base for Ty Hayden. We're going to have a new pitcher, so we'll step away. Take a break. Back with the information coming up after this on Kick 106.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Jacobson Seed. Family owned and operated for more than 85 years. But why is it important for you to do business with a family owned seed company? At Jacobson Seed, we are proud of our family owned heritage. Our commitment goes beyond just selling seed. It's about cultivating relationships and sharing our passion for growth. It's about treating you like a member of our family. Our roots run deep with generations of knowledge and expertise that we pour into every seed we sell. Jacobson Seed, your American veteran, family owned seed company.
Peterson, the new pitcher for East Sac County. One ball, no strikes right now. The count on Andrew McAllister. Top of the fifth, 15-0 Coon Rapids Baird. Pitch on the way, up and in. And the count now 2-0 on McAllister. Stangl out at second, Cal Hayden at first. Breaking ball, really nice pitch in there for a strike, and the count is 2-1. Ken Kemper was leading 2-0 the last I knew. That over on 93.7 KKRL against Trainer. That game, last I heard, was in the fourth inning. That pitch in there for a strike, and the count 2-2. One out here with runners at second and third for the Crusaders. Peterson settling in pretty nice after those first couple of pitches. There's a foul ball back out of play, and the count will remain 2-2 now on Andrew McAllister. Eli McAllister is the scheduled next hitter, but that's not him in the on-deck circle. I can't see the number, so I don't know for sure who it is. It looks like maybe Evan England, number 6. Peterson's pitch on the way inside. That is going to be a ball 4. So Andrew McAllister will walk.
Next up for the Crusaders, number 6, Evan England.
That is going to be walk number 8 given up tonight, along with 3 hit by pitch for ESAC pitching. Usually pitching is behind hitting early in the year because even though the pitcher's been throwing a while, sometimes it's a little different in a game situation. Hitting is not always real sharper early for some teams. That pitch inside and the count 1-1. I know some people will say that pitching's usually out in front of hitting early because a lot of these guys have been throwing since February. But sometimes you get some young guys out there that first varsity experience. Breaking ball up top, 2-1. The count now on Eli McAllister. Kemper up 4-1, top of the fifth. Again on 93.7 KKRL. Peterson to the plate with the pitch. That's in the dirt. Nice knockdown by Kluver behind the plate. 3-1. The count now on Eli McAllister. Seventh batter of the inning here for Coon Rapids Baird. They batted 12 guys back in the third. Had 8 guys to the plate last inning. Breaking ball chopped on the infield. This could be 2. They're going to get the easy play to first. Cal McCullough with a nice scoop. Eli McAllister will pick up the RBI as a run does come in to score, with Cal Hayden scoring from third on the play. But they do get the out on the 6-3 putout. Two outs here in the inning.
Next up for the Crusaders, number 30, Bryce Oswald.
Mason Stangle moves down to third. Eli McAllister, Andrew McAllister, I should say, up to second. Pitch down in the dirt. Nobody moving anywhere. One ball, no strikes right now, the count. And the batter is Bryce Oswald. Peterson working out of the stretch, of course, with runners on base. Pitch on the way. In there for a strike. 1-1 the count now on Bryce Oswald. Kellen Hobbs appears to be the guy on deck, trying to peek and see who might be coming up next. Creeping closer to 9 o'clock on this Tuesday night. Pitch on the way, up and in. That's going to get away, but Coach Waddle not sending anybody right now. 16-0 that lead. He knows they don't need anything right now. No reason to send guys in this situation. Peterson's pitch, breaking ball up top. That'll be ball four. So that'll load the bases.
Next up for Crusaders, number 11, Kellen Hobbs.
And Kellen Hobbs coming in to bat. First plate appearance for Hobbs. So a lot of the, we'll see how many of the guys come back into the field. The pitch is in there for a strike. Ninth batter here in the inning. I'm guessing most of the guys will come back into the field, is my anticipation. Little flare, that could be trouble. Lands right behind the pitcher, and it's going to die. Nope, they do have a chance. They make the play out to second base to end the inning. So a good heads-up play that time by Jacobson to get the force out at second base. So Hobbs will get credited with a fielder's choice. But the inning will come to an end with that third out of the inning. Crusaders pick up three more runs. They get those three runs on one hit. There was a one error. And they leave two runners left on base. 16-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth. It is scheduled for Brotherson, Cornelius, and Cal McCullough for Esack County. Back right after this.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you, with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
On the Hill tonight is a first appearance, of course, on the Hill. Season opener tonight for the Crusaders. He is going to face Mark Brotherson to start things off. Got Mason Culbertson now at first. Caden Oswald still over at short. Trying to look at any other changes here for the defense. Isaac Eddy out at second. Rutherson took one off of the hand there. He is down talking right now with Coach Bachman up the third base side. He's looking at that right hand and wrist. So hopefully the young man is going to be all right. Brevin Spangler over at third right now for the Crusaders. My vision not good enough to see the numbers out in center and in left field. I don't know about you. So I think that might be Cal Hayden, maybe out in center. But I can't see the number out in right field. I apologize on that, folks. Sometimes I bring binocs. I think it's Mason Stengel. 1-1 the count. As Mark Brotherson steps back in. So he swung at that pitch and took it off the hand for a foul ball here a moment ago. Now the 1-1 pitch from Kretzinger in there for a strike. And the count is 1-2. Kretzinger, much like Culbertson, works quickly on the hill. There's a swing and a miss. That'll be the first strikeout for Kretzinger. 8th strikeout of the ballgame right now for Coon Rapids Baird. That's going to bring up Raymond Cornelius. He walked his first time up. He'll step in. Crusaders 2 outs away from picking up a win in their season opener. The first pitch misses away, and the count 1-0. Again, both coaches and a player from each team expected it to join us. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Got him with a low fastball. And the count evens up now at 1-1. I'll head back to the office tonight. We'll get recaps of tonight's soccer and baseball all typed up for you. We'll get those out on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. You'll find that on our sports website at sports.1380kcm.com. Mason Nealon and I will have several hours more of work to get done for our night ends. Little number up the first base side. Culbertson will pick it up in foul territory. The count going to remain 1-2. That was one of those that was really close to the line. I was surprised nobody took off running on that one, because that one could have hit a little piece of dirt or something and bounced back into fair territory. Swung on and missed. 2 strikeouts here for Kretzinger. 2 outs here in the inning. Cal McCullough stepping in. McCullough struck out looking his first time up. That ended the second inning. So he'll step back in looking for his first hit of the ballgame. First pitch on the way. In there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. The one thing I've always heard Coach Waddle talk about is just throw strikes, let your defense go do what they do. You hear a lot of coaches talk about that, but his team really excels on being in that strike zone a lot. They did 2 tonight and hit 1. So they just don't give up many extra base runners. Pitch on the way. Check swing, got him going, and that is going to do it. The strikeout will end the ball game here tonight as Coon Rapids Baird we'll get a no hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left at bottom of the 5th. Crusaders will lead it by a final of 16-0. Back with our postgame show coming up for you next right here, of course, on Kick 106.7. As always, we appreciate everybody joining us for our high school baseball coverage here tonight. And we will be back. Interviews coming up, hopefully again, with both coaches and players from each team.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done. Always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to check in on yourself and those around you. At Stewart Memorial, we want you to know that you are not alone. 1 in 5 American adults experience mental illness, yet many never seek help. Early support can make a real difference. We offer personalized care for individuals and families, including therapy for children, parents, couples, and more. Take the first step today. Learn more at stewartmemorial.org.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Corn Belt Telephone, keeping our teams connected since 1961. They don't just connect your internet, they connect our whole community. Corn Belt is right there on the sidelines with you. And they're way more than just your telecommunications provider. They're your neighbor, living, cheering, and growing alongside you game after game. So when you see Corn Belt Telephone's logo or hear their name on the air, know it's your community talking. Because at Corn Belt Telephone, connection is more than just service. It's commitment.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Nothing better exemplifies teamwork than the hard work and dedication of our local area student-athletes. The same can be said of the team at Domino Motors in Sac City. Whether it's pre-owned or new, parts or service, Domino Motors has the expertise you don't just need, but deserve. To see their full line or view their weekly ad, check their website. Domino Motors, Sac City's ideal Chevy dealer and proud supporter of the East Sac Raiders.
At Frohlich Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Frohlich Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders! Frohlich Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store. Have our Culver's Player of the Game coming up here in just a little bit, but you're listening here to the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Coon Rapids Bears, they look like a team that has a chance to make a state tournament run again this year. Last year, again, finished up the year 25-4, and they are loaded again this season. And have a really good ball club, and they showed it. I thought East Sac County, you've heard me say it a couple of times during the game, really only two errors tonight. I thought the defense played pretty solid, back behind, the pitching tonight. They had a few walks, but clutch hits and some really hard hit balls here tonight for Coon Rapids Baird. But I think there's some things for East Sac to be able to grow on and take and move forward. It's a young club for a lot of these guys. It's like really a lot of their first extensive varsity experience, and I think they're going to grow from this. And for Coon Rapids Bears, you did what you needed to do. You came out, you played your game here tonight. You got off to the quick start. You got out of here early, meaning you didn't have to, burn a couple of innings with the guys pitching. You got two innings out of Ty Hayden. You got two innings out of Mason Culbertson. You got one quick inning with three strikeouts from Cole Kretzinger. So you did a nice job of kind of not wasting arms here tonight by having to go deeper into the game. So I think that's huge for this team moving forward, especially with some of the injuries that they've been dealing with and stuff. If you can save guys and save pitches, especially early in the season, that's always a huge, huge thing. We'll step away, take a break, back with our Culver's Player of the Game and some post-game interviews coming up for you next year on Kick 106.7.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Maggie Motors tailgate rolling on here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Ty Hayden with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. He had an outstanding night. Unofficially, I had him 4-4 at the plate, 2-run home run, 4 RBI, a walk, and a run scored. And then pitching-wise tonight, 2 innings, striking out 4, walking 2, and hitting 1. So about as sharp of a night you can have for the opening night. Let's start on the hill. How'd you feel?
I felt good. Velocity was there, but, the control was off, walking two batters and hitting one, that's always rough, but, was able to come back, not let any of those runners score, not allowing any hits, and striking out the innings.
What was working for you, and what do you need to work on with that control?
I think we just got to switch up the pitches maybe, get away from the fastball sometimes so I can get the feel for a strike and then go back to it. Focus more, but yeah, really mental game is a lot of it.
I did see you shaking off a lot of pitches tonight there for a while.
So my dad will call shake off sometimes, but there was a time where I was trying to shake off to get a pitch that wasn't a fastball in. He was not letting it happen. So I let him know in the dugout.
Conversation with dad in the
dugout. I wanted a different pitch, and he wouldn't let it, so I let him know.
Okay. Defense, like you said, you gave up a couple of walks and a hit by pitch. They helped you get out of trouble. What did you see from the guys behind you? And then when you were catching tonight, how good was your defense tonight?
Defense was good. We had the pop fly double play, so that was just good that we knew what we were doing out there. Mm-hmm. And then, our defense, when I was catching, our pitchers were outstanding, striking out a lot of guys and getting the innings going.
So you hit the 2-run home run. You also had the double, that ground rule double probably frustrated. Were you thinking cycle on that one? Were you thinking hit the top of the fence, let me get the triple?
But I also realized I had runners in front of me.
Yep.
And, I'm getting recovering back from my pulled groin, so
right.
I didn't want to run too hard on it and cause any more damage than what it's got.
Feeling pretty good right now, though, especially with the way you're swinging?
Yeah, I feel good. Ready for this year.
All right. Well, I tell you what, great job out here tonight. I will make the official announcement here in a little bit, but you're our Culver's player of the game tonight, so congratulations on that. You bet. Ty Hayden joining us here again tonight from Coon Rapids Baird. We'll see if we've got Coach Waddle or Coach Bachman or anybody else coming up and stuff. And nobody coming up right now. Okay, nobody waiting down there. So, oh, here comes Coach Waddle jogging over now. So we'll get to John. Let's run you through, again, our unofficial numbers here tonight. We'll get the official stuff. Cal Hayden, 1-for-4, 3 RBI, a run scored, and a walk. Ty Hayden, 4-for-4, 2-run home run. He added, of course, a double here tonight as well. Actually, 2 doubles on the night. Did have a run scored and a walk. Andrew McAllister tonight had a walk and a couple of runs scored. And Jace Baker tonight, 2-for-4 with an RBI and a triple, or a walk, excuse me. Coach, you get in, you kind of don't have to burn a lot of pitching tonight. You got 2 innings out of 2 of your guys, 1 out of another. You get the game done kind of quick. You had to be probably pretty happy with a lot of the things that you saw.
Well, I thought our pitchers did a nice job.
Yep.
Established the strike zone, thought they had good velocity. And we did a pretty good job working different pitches, too, so... Mixed it up, got a chance in a game situation to throw some breaking balls and change-ups.
What do you think of the offense tonight? You saw, what, 3 different pitchers. You put 16 runs on the board. A lot of guys got on base. You were able to get a lot of guys in the game, too.
Yeah, we got everyone in. You know, we brought 18 guys and got 18 guys in the game. So that was pretty cool for them, especially we had 5 young guys, you know, 8th graders. And so, you know, they're a little nervous about everything. So it's always good to get guys in the first game. You know, offensively... First inning, you know, first couple innings, first at-bat of the year, guys are, you know, maybe a little jittery, not comfortable.
Right.
And I thought, you know, once we got a couple at-bats, then I thought we locked in pretty well.
What were they trying to do pitching-wise tonight against you guys? How were they looking to attack you guys? Were they trying to work you inside? Hard to tell from this angle. So were they trying to work you inside, kind of busting you outside? What did it look like they were trying?
Well, the second guy threw kind of a little bit of a cutter. All his balls kind of cut a little bit. It was kind of a cut fastball more than anything. And our guys communicated with each other on that, so they knew what to expect when they came in. You know, the first guy that they threw, I think he was just trying to establish the strike zone, throw strikes. And he got a few of our first guys out just simply by throwing the ball across the plate. And, you know, we didn't square it up. So, you know, I thought we made adjustments as the game went.
How big was that? Not really in the second inning when you got the 4 and Ty's 2-run home run, but kind of open it up with that 7-run third.
Well, I thought we got more comfortable. You know, Cal hit the ball hard there. You'd have to score it as an error at second base.
Right.
And then Ty stepped up and followed it up with a 2-run homer. And I thought that really just allowed us to settle in.
Coach, what did you see from the young guys, the 8th graders tonight? Didn't get a lot of time, but you got them out in the field, got them on the bases. So, you know, what did you see from those young guys?
Well, I like them. I think they're a nice young crew. We've kind of pushed them hard. They've had practice against our varsity. And that's the great thing, Jeff, is the fact is they're good enough to challenge our varsity during practice and to make plays and stuff. And so you can do more scrimmage situations and stuff like that than what we've been able to do in the past. So we're trying to bring them along quickly because we have 4 seniors. We have these 5 kids. We've got another 6 eighth graders at home, too.
Right.
So we have a big class of 8th graders. But these are the kids that have kind of separated themselves from the other ones. And like I said, it's nice to get them into the ball game. We need them to mature quickly because we know a year from now, a lot of them are going to be out on the varsity field consistently.
Ty, Mason, and Cole all threw for you tonight. You got to be probably, I don't think any of them threw a ton of pitches for you. They were around the strike zone, which is, I know, what makes you happy.
Yeah, Ty threw 38 pitches, and he was a little bit disappointed with his fastball. He didn't throw it across as much as he wanted to. You know, his cutter was pretty good, and his breaking ball. His velo was up there, which is what we wanted to see, but he's going to be fine.
Yeah,
he's going to be fine. And I thought Mason was extremely sharp.
Very good.
Had good velocity, and his breaking ball was a hammer tonight. So I thought he did a great job. And then you saw Cole Kretzinger. He's a young guy that has stayed with it.
Yep.
Really didn't pitch much.
Right.
As a 8th, 9th grader, none at the varsity level. But we just kept watching him. He's continually matured.
Yep.
And I think he's ready to. He's ready to contribute.
Looked really good tonight.
He did.
Coach, got to be pleased. Appreciate you joining us. Safe travels home, and we'll catch up with you again here soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the
you
coverage.
Bet. Head Coach John Waddle again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. I think we'll catch up with. We'll get full stats from Coach coming up later tonight again, and we'll get that stuff. I think we got Noel and somebody coming up as well. Zach Jacobson coming up. Okay. So they'll make their way up to the press box area here, and we'll get a chance to talk with them, and we'll get Zach on the headsets with us here right away. And Zach, appreciate you joining us. How this one feel tonight? I know not the turnout, you know, in the final that you wanted, but some good things I think that you guys did here tonight.
Yeah, we knew they're a good team coming in, and we knew we just had to compete and try our hardest. The bats weren't rolling for us, but our fielding wasn't too bad. They had some great hits. They hit the perfect spots. So I knew we just had to stay calm and just keep playing, having fun.
Take me through that force play at second base there early in the game that kind of got you guys out of some trouble. It's a heads-up play. Ludwig was there to step on the bag. But, you know, early in the season, sometimes you haven't been through a lot of these situations, so to think your way through that was pretty nice.
Yeah, we just got to make sure we keep talking, know what we're doing, where we're going with the ball. So when I got the ball, I told Brooks, we're going to. We got it out nice and easy.
A lot of that communication before the play, is that what you guys have to do out there?
Yeah, just got to make sure we know where we're going. We got a lot of new guys, so communication is great. Got to keep talking, make sure we know where we're going.
What was the message to the younger guys that were really seeing a lot of varsity experience for the first time today? Because you've got quite a bit of it. So
yeah, we knew that we just had to stay calm, have fun, play some ball. It's all we knew that it was going to be a tough game. Just have fun, try your hardest.
What'd you feel at the plate? How did you see their pitching, and how did you try to adjust to what they were doing to you tonight?
The plate, they had one of their best pitchers playing and all that, so we knew that it was going to be tough, but just go with their confidence and try your hardest.
Do you feel like the baseball swing and the golf swing have separated themselves?
Yeah.
How difficult is that transition to be a great golfer and also to play baseball and you know, have that, you know, the seasons overlapping so much?
Well, it's pretty hard for golf because, you know, at the end there, that's the main time you want to start golfing good, and baseball is starting. But baseball, it don't affect too much baseball because it doesn't affect too much. But golf, it's a little bit. But I think I'm getting into it now.
Where do you feel like you and this team can go from here tonight?
We can go pretty good. We just got to make sure we compete. Make sure the plate, we're good at the plate and on the mound. I think we can do just fine this year.
Well, I tell you what, man, always good to see you. Appreciate you coming up. Best of luck coming
up.
I know you got a game on Thursday night.
Yeah, thank you, Lincoln.
You bet. Zach Jacobson, we've got Noel Bachman now working his way in here, and we'll get some thoughts from Coach on how he felt like things went here tonight. And Noel, appreciate you joining us here tonight. As I said to Zach, I'm sure not the outcome that you wanted tonight, but you know, I said it several times during the game. I think there's some things. I had you for two errors, so not a bad, with as hard as they hit the ball sometimes, not a bad defensive performance. There's just some little things maybe and some things you guys gave up. They placed the ball perfectly on some of their hits, but I thought some really good positive things to take away from tonight.
Absolutely. I'm not upset with the way we played. They're a dang good ball team.
Yep.
They put spots where we weren't. They pitched really well, and they hit their spots. We weren't able to hit the ball, and that's the most disappointing thing. I thought defensively we played really well.
Yep.
The two errors, you know, that was one of our big focuses coming into this year, was trying to get rid of those errors because we had quite a few last year. I thought our pitching went really well. I thought Lando did a great job, and I thought Ray came in relief and threw really well. But, yeah, there's a lot of inexperience on this team. We're starting five new guys this year.
Right.
I had to replace a lot of pretty important seniors last year. So our expectations coming into this game were just to kind of see what would happen. When you play the number two team in the state right out the gate, there's going to be some jitters. But overall, I'm not upset at all. A lot of room to grow, but I'm okay with how tonight went.
I thought, especially in that first inning early, your first few batters really made Ty Hayden kind of work. I thought they were showing some good patience. I think maybe each of the first two guys got to a three-ball count. So what was the mindset going in against the pitching you knew you were going to be facing tonight?
We knew that he was going to have some pretty solid stuff. Lando kind of came off and said if we can get him into a two- or three-ball count, make him uncomfortable and throw mm-hmm. pitches, he's not really comfortable with throwing. I mean, he throws it hard, so his fastball is obviously his go-to. But pushing him to that point shows that our approach is in the right spot. I think we just need to have a little bit more confidence stepping up to the box. We had a lot of guys sitting with bats on their shoulders and not swinging at pitches that were hit. And we had a couple hard line drives, but I just, you know, the confidence aspect, you know, it's that old idea with baseball. If the kid throws hard, they're probably walking into the box shaking. And I mean, looking at our schedule, that's probably the best pitching we'll see all year. So it's just important for us to take the lessons from tonight's game and apply them to tomorrow And Thursday we play Kemper and OA, two of our big rivals, so I know our kids will be fired up for that.
So the guys that threw for you tonight and the message that you're going to leave with the guys, you finally are starting. I think you and I were talking, you've had, what, one practice where you had, like, everybody here?
Yeah.
A lot of times it's six guys who are here, and now with a lot of the other sports starting to wind down, you're going to get that opportunity to have guys around. So what's the message to them?
Just take, like I said, take the lessons from tonight. The pitching I'm not upset with. We were hitting our spots,
yep.
And, you know, that's the most important part. I told the kids before the game, if we throw strikes and they hit the ball in the spot where we can't field it, you can't do anything about it. But if we get them into positions where they're hitting the ball where they can be fielded, and we can just make simple routine baseball plays, it's going to put us in a really good position. Like we said, coming out of that first inning, I was really, really excited to see the kids all fired up. And then once the score kind of started turning our other way, I saw the energy and the excitement to be playing baseball tonight go down a little bit. But we got two more opportunities,
yep,
this week. I got a lot of games on the schedule this year. So overall, I think we played well.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, appreciate you joining us here tonight. I know you probably still got some field work to do. I'll reach out to you for full stats coming up later on as well. So thanks for everything tonight, and best luck the rest of this week.
Thanks, Blackman. Go Raiders.
You bet. Head coach again, Noel Bachman with the ESAC Raiders. We'll announce again our Culver's player of the game. Again, Culver's celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Culver's, or in Carroll, I should say. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. We're going with Ty Hayden tonight. I thought he started off the game well for them on the hill, throwing the first two innings, that two-run home run, kind of jump-started their offense. He was 4-for-4 at the plate. So Ty Hayden, again, is our Culver's player of the game. We'll get a banner put together and get that out on the CB Sports Network at YouTube page, Facebook, and website, as well as along with Instagram. Final score here again tonight, Coon Rapids Bear defeating East St. County by a final of 16-0 in five innings. Have a great night, everybody.